Om Shanti. Today is 16th May 2018, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you make yourself valuable with your specialities and total worthiness, yogyata, and be a carefree emperor, Befikra Badshah. The father himself is making an offer to you children. Children, become worthy right hands, become worthy servers. Those who are worthy are carefree emperors, whether it is physical speciality or that of knowledge. It makes a person valuable. If there is no worthiness, yogyata, there is no value. The speciality of spiritual service is the greatest speciality. Nothing can prevent such a worthy soul from doing anything. To be worthy means to belong to the one father, that's all. Let there be nothing else in your intellect. So Baba is saying, Baba is making an offer. What offer he is making? Become a worthy right hand and become worthy server. What is right hand? What is right hand? And what is left hand? What is rightest and what is leftest? What is Vampanth? There is something known as Vampanth which often comes in Murli. Vampanth means the leftist, the left wing. There is one right wing, another is left wing. One is, what is the name of right wing? There is one name for right wing. So there are two things, there are two ways, and also there are Baba talks of two hands, right hand and left hand. Left hand are those who are unworthy, right hand are those who are worthy. In English, whom we call right hand means he is my right hand, means he does everything. Even if I am not there, in my absence, he is capable of doing all the things. And he takes care of most of the things which are being done by me. Like this sister is a right hand of that sister. Dakshinpanthi. There are two panths. There are two ways. One is Dakshinpanth, which is known as right hand, and another is known as Vampanth, which is known as left hand. What is Vampanth? This is a topic of chintan or churning. Find out in details. What is Vampanth? What is Vam Marg? What is Vam, the word Vam? Vam means left, like this Parvati is sitting on the Vam side. That is Vam. Vam, Vava. So what is Vam? Vam means find out the detail, because in none of the Murli the word Vam has been explained anywhere. But it has got a meaning that deities went into Vam Panth, Vam Marg. That comes. Yesterday, Subhash Marg and all that, I have come to show you Shubh Marg. So Baba says this Vam Marg, you had gone, and because of which you deteriorated. Here Baba is saying right hand and left hand. Become worthy right hand. Become righteous, become worthy right hand. These words have come from Bible. Because the usage of such words have come in no other religious literature, but first time in the religious literature of Christianity. O ye workers of unrighteousness, O ye workers of unrighteousness, come ye on the path of righteousness. Become my right hand. Right hand means the one who is my helper, who is my cooperative soul, who is sharing my work with me. That person is known as right hand. Who is a trustworthy, right worthy server. Become worthy server. Those who are worthy are carefree emperor. Whether it is a physical speciality or that of nurture, it makes a special person special, valuable. So you should have some speciality, some degrees. A person who doesn't have even laukik degrees, if he goes for an interview, the first thing they ask is, what is your qualification? First thing they ask you, your certificates. If you say that, no, I don't have certificates, they will not take you. In the laukik also, certificates, qualification is needed. Here Baba is saying, whether it is the qualification of physical or it makes the person valuable. If there is no worthiness, there is no value. So the best thing is we have to make ourselves worthy, means we have to make ourselves specialist. Specialist in something. What specialization you will do, Sushil bhai? What are the different specializations in this spirituality? I had done one class, 16 types of specialities. 16 experts 16 types of expertise which we can have in this knowledge. So make yourself expert at least in few subject. Jack of all traders but master of few. Your speciality could be knowledge, churning, speciality could be speech, speciality could be yoga, become a perfect yogi, speciality could be service, speciality could be anything, but make yourself specialist. Do some MD in Soman, some specialization, that is PhD in something, in Gyan. Okay. So speciality of spiritual service is the greatest speciality. Nothing can prevent such a worthy soul from doing anything. To be worthy means belong to one father. Now Baba is giving the definition of being worthy is to belong to one father, that is, let there be nothing else in your intellect. To have God in one's intellect is to become worthy. That is in fact the greatest of all the worthiness. Baba is not talking of laukik degrees. Baba is not talking even to to become something here, to come into limelight. No, Baba is talking to have Him in one's heart. This is the greatest of all the worthiness. Because our heart, if we see the condition of the heart, there are so many people here, so many people are occupying this. Baba is saying, only I want to sit here, that's it. None else should be here. If many people are here, you are remembering 100 people, you cannot remember. Your love gets divided. Your love gets divided. Because if you want to give, if you have 100%, so it is 10% somewhere, 20% somewhere, 30% somewhere. So you cannot give 100% to God. And Baba is saying, to be worthy means to love Him above all. Divine love is the supreme love. To love God above all the things of the world is to become worthy. So, what are the checking points from this Murli is, how to become worthy? Have I become worthy? If not, what are the reasons? Intellect should be filled only and only with one father. If there are other persons who are sitting, why are they sitting here? What is the reason? And why I am attached to these many people? What is the reason for this attachment? This attachment is an addiction. Attachment itself is an addiction. Whatever you are attached. If you are attached to success, that is also an addiction. If you are attached to your service, that is also an addiction. No matter whatever service you are doing. But anything and everything under the sun can become addiction. That's why the best thing is to remain detached. To do one thing at a time and get detached. To do another task at a time and get detached. Do multiple things, get detached and go ahead. But to do one thing and then say that I am... One is to get attached, another is to do it with zeal, enthusiasm, interest. There is a difference. Because attachment comes under the category of vice, and this interest to doing one service, seva, with umang utsa, with interest, it's a good thing. But don't get attached to it. Attach means, if suppose you are doing one service, and if service is snatched from you, you get unhappy then. That is the sign of attachment. You are attached. But if you are doing your service with zeal, with enthusiasm, with interest, and that service is taken away and given to somebody else, you are not unhappy. You are not unhappy there. Because you are not attached to it. Because then the thinking pattern goes like this. Today I was doing this service, now let somebody else do this. Today I was taking care of this, now somebody else will take care of this. Whilst in case of attachment, if suppose you are doing some service and that service is taken away from you and somebody else is given, you feel unhappy. One, happiness, unhappiness increases if that person who is taking care of your service now goes ahead in that. Your unhappiness increases. Your unhappiness further increases, he achieves success in that field where you were there earlier. Your unhappiness keeps on increasing when you hear from other people ki now he is doing well in that department. While you were there, it did not progress so well. But from the time this government has come, this person has come, when whatever government or person, lot of improvement has occurred and somebody has just stated a neutral remark without knowing that you were in charge before. So the graph of unhappiness increases. And when that person gets recognition, which you could not get in your tenure, then further unhappiness pinches the heart. So why all these things happen? Because you were attached. And attachment comes under the category of five vices. Whilst interest, doing it as God's work, doing it with nimitta bhava, that doesn't make you attached. So this is the difference between attachment and interest in service, lagan and all those things. So know that today I am doing, somebody else will do. So Baba is staying in today's Vardhan to become worthy, to become right hand, to become server, and to have him alone in one's intellect. Okay, Om Shanti.